everyone. This is Kristen Kolka with the 100 Year Real Estate Investor. And today I wanted to talk to you about the myth of the average rate of return. Now, this is an important topic because a lot of people use the average rate of return to evaluate an investment. And they take the average rate of return and almost use it as an expectation of what kind of return they're going to get on that investment every single year. Doing that, however, can be quite misleading because it does not take into account volatility. Volatility, of course, is when an investment's value goes up and down over the years. And when that happens, there is time that's needed to make up for the losses. And so that can really kind of bring down that annual rate of return in relation to the average rate of return. So to expand on that a little bit more, of course, unless the investment has a fixed rate of return, they're not the same thing. The average rate of return is very different than the actual annualized rate of return. If you have a fluctuating interest rate, such as a mutual fund, average does not equal actual. And like I said, this can be very misleading because if you use the average rate of return as an expectation of what you're going to be getting each year, you may end up being pretty disappointed. So here's kind of an extreme example of how that works. What you have here is $10,000 going into an investment, and the very first year is a great year. This particular investor gets a 100% return on his investment. So he ends the year with $20,000. Year two, unfortunately, the market goes down 50%. That $20,000 turns back into $10,000. Year three, another great year, up 100% again, $10,000 turns into $20,000. But again, in year four, we have a 50% downturn. That $20,000 turns back into $10,000. He's right back to where he started from. So of course, this is a super volatile investment, but it illustrates the point of if you were to get an annual statement with an average rate of return on your investment in the fourth year, that statement can legally say that you've gotten 25% average rate of return on the investment. But you know, you haven't gotten 25% each year, right? You're still back where you started from. So if you annualize those returns each year, you'll get more accurate representation of what you actually received inside that investment, which in this case is 0%. So let's take a look at the different formulas here. With the average rate of return, of course, you just take the sum of the annual returns and you divide by the number of years. Very simple calculation. To get the actual rate of return, you're figuring in the total number of years in with the ending value and beginning value. So you take the ending value of the investment, you divide it by the beginning value, you take that number to the power of 1 divided by the total number of years that you've been in that investment, and you subtract 1 from that number, and that will give you the percent actual rate of return. So when you think about putting money in the market, what kind of return do you think you're going to get? Do you think you'll get 8%, 12%, maybe 15%? I would say probably 99% of my clients believe that they'll get 8% in the market. It's kind of been drilled in our brains that that is the average rate of return that you can expect, right? So let's see what you'll actually get if you put money in the market. Here you have a spreadsheet, and this interest rate column that you see here is the actual returns of the S&P 500 from year 2000 to year 2020. This has, of course, some of those down years that we experienced, especially in 2008, but also some of the great returns that we've gotten in the last decade, right? We've been on kind of a nice run here. So if you take these interest rates and average out the rate of return, you'll see that you get 8.19%. Again, that's what most people expect to get in the market, right? Of course, I'm not the first person to do this math. However, if you take those same returns and annualize it, the annualized rate of return is actually much smaller. Now you're looking at 6.61%. Basically, what that's telling you is if this investment, instead of having that fluctuating interest rate, just got a fixed interest rate, a fixed return each year, that return would be 6.61% to get to that ending balance of 5.7 million. Now, this is a great exercise that we went through, but there's other factors that go into figuring out that annualized rate of return. And two factors that we didn't look at here are fees and taxes. Now, I'm not going to get into taxes during this presentation because that can get quite complicated. However, we can take a look at how a 1%, just a 1% expense fee, changes the actual rate of return on this investment. And I used 1% because that's pretty common. If you're using an investment advisor, what they're going to charge, or if you have some kind of managed account, the expense fees that you'll see there. So now you can see we're looking at the same exact interest rate, annual returns from the actual S&P 500 from year 2000 to year 2020. We still start with 1.5 million. However, that 1% expense fee brings our ending balance down to 4.6 million. The average rate of return hasn't changed, right? Because those annual returns haven't changed. So it's still the same calculation. But if you take into account the 1% expense fee and the actual beginning and ending balances, the annualized rate of return now is 5.55%. So it drastically reduces what you expected you would get in that investment. Plus, we know that for most investments, especially if they're in a qualified account, if we start to take out that money, we're subject to paying income tax on that money. And that can further reduce the annualized return that you're receiving inside that investment. So the big thing to consider here is volatility. By taking the average rate of return, you're disguising the historic volatility inside an investment. And if you use that average to try to project out what you're going to receive in the future, you're ignoring that future volatility, which is, of course, inevitable. Thank you so much for listening to this quick presentation today. I hope that that was informative for you and helpful for you. And of course, if you'd like to speak with me or anyone else on the 100 Year Real Estate Investor team, feel free to scan this QR code to book a call. You can also go to 100YearREI. That's 100YearREI.com. Thanks so much and have a great day.